This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome in, folks, to a special edition of Sports Talk. We're here at the Rouse's Market, 2233 Martin Luther King Boulevard here in Houma. Houma the Chicken, enjoying some of that right now as we get ready for Thanksgiving on Thursday. So no better place to stop in and stock up on whatever you need, from food to alcohol for that holiday gathering Thursday, just a couple days away now, gents. And we'll be having wall-to-wall football as well, too.
Well, we're going to eat enough turkey on Thursday. So today we are at Houma the Chicken, the mecca of Rouse's. This is where Rouse all started. So we're going to get our full on chicken on Tuesday and get our full on turkey on Thursday. Birds and one stone.
It's a smaller bird than the turkey, all the same species.
And you know what I always love? Now I'm going off on a little tangent right here to start the show.
Shocking.
I think one of the greatest inventions ever is a turducken.
I have not had that.
You got to try that.
Come on, Steve.
John Mann, John Mann, it's associated.
He made it famous.
Yeah, associated with football. Turducken? No, yeah. You think of whoever did that. Now, you got to be skilled in how you butchered that and put that all together. But think of that. That's not old school. That's basically a modern time invention.
That's new school.
Yeah.
That ain't an old one.
Yeah, but that's a great deal. If all of a sudden, I think your guests would be impressed if you show it with, like, an unbelievable turducken. You know, and especially if you leave Louisiana and you brought that with you, and I don't know how you travel with it, whatever, maybe you have it in your car, but can you imagine, what is that? It's a turducken. Then you explain to them, you sound all sophisticated.
I thought you were going
to
tell me for sure that was invented in Louisiana, because I could see that totally.
It was.
It was. Okay.
That was a chef in New Orleans that started it.
It was definitely invented in Louisiana, but it's a modern times, but John Madden made it, like, famous.
For sure.
When you on Thanksgiving Day, just think the audience you have. You know, and him and Pat Summerall together.
We love football. Football and Thanksgiving go hand in hand. We're all going to be interested in watching the games. What always makes a special Thanksgiving for me, when the Cowgirls end up beating the Commanders at the end, if they could come in. But who are they playing? The Giants? Why are the Giants on Thanksgiving? Because they're from New York? That's the only reason.
Wasn't the Commanders losing at least kind of helping the Saints out a bit, if you want to look at playoffs? Wants to hear that right now. I know. You're looking at me like I'm nuts.
You're really stretching the rubber band.
The thing is, Atlanta would have to fall on their face, I think, realistically, if the Saints, even if they go on a winning streak.
And Tampa, too.
Yeah, but the problem with that, too, is the schedule. The Saints don't have a tough schedule. Well, Atlanta doesn't either.
Right.
And then
it goes both ways.
To me, the game right now on the Coach Rizzi that I'd be the most impressed with. Now, I don't think this would be like, whoa. That would have to catch the nation's attention. If we beat the Packers on Monday night, what is that, right before Christmas? I know it's going to be freaking cold.
The Monday before Christmas, because we're going to be at the Silver Slipper.
Yeah.
Tuesday for Christmas
and,
Eve.
And I'm thinking, no. The way I saw Green Bay, San Francisco's not the San Francisco of old. They didn't have Brock Purdy and all that, but it's still the 49ers. I said, I don't know. You get the Rams, I think that would be an upset. But to me, to beat the Packers, that would be a monumental upset right now. Now, Washington, look at the Giants, Raiders, and all that. But what if this could come into play? I told Mike this, I think, last night, that the last game in the regular season, we're playing at Tampa. That could be, from a significant standpoint, if Coach Rizzi wins, he has a great chance to keep his job. If he doesn't win, then he might have to go be a special teams coach somewhere else. Watch. I'm telling you how that's going to unfold. That last game against Tampa Bay is going to be very meaningful, particularly to Coach Rizzi, I think, because I think he's going to be in the hunt. I think Coach Rizzi is going to have the boys, going to have the players ready to go and to play. But it's going to be okay. That's a divisional opponent. And Tampa Bay's rolling right now. Boy, look at Baker Mayfield and all, and how impressive. And all of a sudden, Chris Godwin's not going to be available.
But Mike Evans is back.
Right. Yeah, so just watch how it's going to unfold. So, how can you not like Coach Rizzi? I mean, come on.
He, awesome dude. But Greg Cosell has the best line. I've done a couple of shows with Greg. And he was like, Mike, I told him what you had said. And he was like, well, I agree with him. He said, because, you know, nobody is really technically out of the running in the NFC South. He said, that goes to show there is some good in that and there is some bad
in
that.
Right.
But for Tampa, they're going to be trailing, so to speak, Atlanta the entire way.
Yep.
That could be, you get that win, you the NFC South champ.
Yeah. Whoever's the, you know what? That's why I'm telling you.
And you got a home field advantage.
Yes. It doesn't matter. Let's say, well, who's impressed with a 9-8 record? But what if you win your division? That means you get to host a playoff game. That's why I said the poster child of this season is what Tampa Bay did last year. They think we were right down the wire with the Bucs, but we didn't win the tiebreaker.
Sure.
They hosted a game, and they beat the Eagles in the playoffs at home.
Yeah.
Now, we're not thinking they're going to the Super Bowl. I do not think right now the Saints, if you're realistic, the Saints are not on the level. Who's hot? The Lions and the Eagles. And the thing, how we lost to the damn Eagles. Well, we had a 5-point lead. They need to get a damn touchdown. Come up with one stop and three guys running to each other. What in the hell happened on that play? That to me still bothers me. Out of all the games we lost, we didn't score a touchdown against the Falcons.
Yeah.
And then you look, how do we lose to Carolina? But that damn Eagles game, to consider how hot they are with Saquon Barkley right now, I said, no, we had them beat. Well, we had three takeaways, took away the football. That's the games you got to win.
And the thing about it is, I don't feel as bad today about Saquon's long run against the Saints after what I've seen the last two weeks.
He can hit it and get it,
man.
I can tell you what.
Well, we said we love hearing from Coach Rizzi. We also love hearing from Coach John Summerall. Tulane Tuesday, when we get right back after the break, we are live from the Rouse's Market in Houma, 2233 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Make sure you stop by, shop, and save at Rouse's. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Be right back after this on WWL. Welcome back into a special edition of WWO Sports Talk. We are live from the Rouse's Market, Martin Luther King Boulevard here in Houma. You can get fresh, wild-caught, local Gulf seafoods for your dressings and casseroles for just $11.99 per pint, folks. And now we happen to welcome in the head coach of the Tulane Green Wave for Tulane Tuesday, John Summerall. Thank you so much for the time, Coach. And Tulane Tuesday brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. How's it going, Coach?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you guys having me on. Hope you all are doing well.
Coach, how was it this week to prepare for it? Kind of a strange thing because really Thursday's game day and that sort of thing. So you had basically a bye and into it. So how did you handle that from a practice standpoint?
Yeah, last week I called it the mini bye because it wasn't a full week. But to last week, we sort of did some self-scout things, really focused on helping our guys get healed up from some bumps and bruises maybe they've had through the last several weeks, and just kind of tried to figure out maybe what we need to do to be ready to finish this season the right way schematically and some things maybe that have gone well and maybe some things we had to adapt. And so and then gave the guys a couple extra days off of practice. And then, you know, like you said, Thursday's being Saturday. That means today's Thursday in our world. So once we got to, you know, last Friday, that was a Sunday to us, and Saturday was a Monday, and so forth and so on. So we get into our normal game week. Today was our walkthrough day. Tomorrow will be a run-through. We kind of do things a little backwards in that regards, where I think just studying the sports science stuff of it, I think the walkthrough 2 days out is better for your body than doing a quick run-through tomorrow. So our guys are excited about the opportunity. We got a really good Memphis team, man. These guys look like a daggum SEC team on the hoof. But really, we're ready to go and excited about the game we have at home.
I know they can run in fast,
you
Coach.
Coach Chimarron, that's what I was going to ask you about Memphis. Is this a fair assessment? Just from an outsider looking in, it seems like not too many people talk about their defense, but their offense, and that they can score points. So how do you challenge your defense to keep pace with a team like Memphis? Because I don't know, just observing from an outsider, it seems like that's a challenge because they got some offensive weapons, and I think you could take advantage of their defense, but obviously you look at the whole team. But Just elaborate where they're at come Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, man, you ain't lying. They got some dudes on offense. Now, the quarterback there, I think he's been there for like 10 years. All right? Like, I think he's 35 years old. The guy's been playing football forever at Memphis, and he's a really good player. They got several receivers that are big-time targets. Their back's a legitimate player. Their O-line is really solid. I think that's the one thing, you know, the different levels of football you go, you can usually tell the quality of a team by their O-line. But and then like I said, the depth of their skill positions is kind of unique. Most of the times in our league, I try to figure out which receiver we can take off the board and feel good about maybe making somebody else beat you or making them beat you left-handed in regards to which player has to step up and make a play for them. These guys got, like, six receivers that can play. Like, and so it's a challenge, and our defense is going to – you know, they got to be ready for the task at hand because these guys – there's a reason why they were picked preseason to win our league. It's because they got a ton of returning starters, and they got a ton of guys that have, I think, elite-level talent, to be quite honest.
Coach, a lot of times assistant coaches don't get a lot of ink, but your offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach, Joe Craddock, he was named to the Broyles watch list. And what he's done offensively, and I've told you this before, it's so impressive how he took that redshirt freshman quarterback who had never stepped on a college football field and took a snap before. You had some rebuilding along the offensive line, got a new receiving core, basically. Done a great job of mixing that together because you knew what you had with Mekhi. You knew he could run the football. Tell us a little bit about Joe Craddock and really what he means to this offensive scheme.
Well, yeah, Joe's a really good football coach, man. We, you know, when Joe was the offensive coordinator at Arkansas, I was at Ole Miss for one of those years, and I was at Kentucky, and we played against each other a couple times. And I like to remind him every now and then when we were in the SEC coaching against each other, he's 0-2 against me. All right, so I don't ever let that down. But he's done a phenomenal job, really putting this thing together, and really kind of catering to what Darian does well, and allowing Darian to lean on our offensive line and our really good running back to kind of ease him into the year early in the year, so that he wasn't having to put it all on the young quarterback's shoulders. But you know, I tell people all the time, as a head coach, I get a lot of credit when things go good and a lot of blame when they don't, and I'm a big boy. I can handle all that. But, man, we've got a phenomenal staff. Like, and as a head coach, they only allow me to nominate one guy for the Broyles Award every year. I like to nominate a bunch of them because my staff's top shelf. These guys do a great job. And man, we're so blessed with top to bottom a great staff, and starting with our coordinators, with Joe being one of them.
You know, Coach Summerall, right now, I'm just waiting from a local perspective, Louisiana folks. We're like, well, we won Tulane. The stars might be aligned to get in that 12-team playoff. But I don't know. I would like Tulane to be the state champions or go against LSU in a bowl game. I don't know what's going to happen down the road, but I think people would look forward to that. And, you know, who's winning in the trenches, offensive and defensive line? And I tell you what, there's a lot of people that have come up to me and said, Bobby, what do you think? I think they want to know how I'm going to answer this. They go, well, who do you think is the best team in the state right now? I said, well, I don't know. The winning team is Tulane right now, has a chance to do something. But that's something I thought I brought this up to you before. But that is that could be a possibility. I know I'm looking ahead and all that because you don't know what's going to happen in the conference championship game and all what could come about, Boise State and all that stuff. But is that a possibility, you know, because the alignment that Tulane possibly with matchups could play LSU in a bowl game, is that a possibility or not?
Yeah, there's some SEC versus American Conference bowl game matchups that are out there that could happen. I'm so focused on the micro, man. I'm blinders, you know, like, and so I'm worried about trying to win this game this Thursday. But on the big picture of things, I mean, I've addressed this before. I think in-state teams playing other in-state teams is good for our state. I think it's good, you know, and I've told my administration here, I would love nothing more for every year our schedule to have one FCS team from the state. So with this year we played Southeastern, Nicholls, whoever, Northwestern State, Magnese, whoever fits, and then play you know, this year we played Louisiana Lafayette, play Monroe, play La Tech, play whoever, play a couple of those guys. And then why not play LSU? I mean, it makes a ton of sense. You know, they played South Alabama this year or whoever, and so why not play us? It'd be a good crowd for everybody. And I think I like playing regional games. I think it's good for the community. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe some people don't want us to play. I don't know. But here's the deal. We'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime, and it'll play in a damn parking lot. I don't care. And so I love coaching football. I love watching our guys play the game. And if we play anybody, we'll play them. It doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? So I like coaching. I like playing.
Coach, one of the things that you got to deal with this year, especially because with the recruiting being shoved up a week earlier, so you have to deal with that also. And not only you got a game Thursday, but then you got a conference championship game and then National Signing Day. So that kind of throws a little bit of everything off. But how has been the reception because of you guys winning and that tradition now and being able to play in the third straight American Conference championship game to sell to young recruits out there?
Yeah, I mean, I tell people all the time, if you can't recruit at Tulane, then you probably can't recruit anywhere. We got, you know, we're playing football at a really high level right now. We're doing it at a great academic institution, and we're doing it in one of the coolest cities in the world, right? And so, like, if you can't get Ray Charles to see that, then you got a problem. Like, it's a good deal. Like, we got a great situation. And so it's a fun time to be a part of this program. You know, I think we're attracting high-level kids right now. Like, I'm just being candid with you. We're recruiting right now to get some people that are, Power Four programs. That's the landscape now. And I think guys are seeing the opportunity. It's real. Now, in regards to the signing day being moved up, like the NCAA and everybody that did that, like they haven't really ever coached in this time of year where we're trying to play a game and then play a conference championship game and do signing day right in the middle of all of it. It's like, good luck. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't slept for the last 3 months anyway, so why start now? But it's a little chaotic. It is a little jammed in there, but it's definitely, this thing's recruiting itself pretty good because the vibe in our program is fun. You know, when we have kids, high school kids come around our program or transfer guys come around our program and they get around the staff and the locker room and the players, man, the energy in our program is good and guys feel that. And you can't fake that. It's authentic. It's genuine. And I think, when we bring recruits in, they can sense that this is a fun place to play football right now.
Now, Coach Omar, this is a two-part question. Everyone's observing what happened between Army and Notre Dame last Saturday night. It virtually would guarantee Tulane were playing for the right to host Army and the Black Knights on December the 6th, the AAC Conference Championship game. Now you're going to face Memphis on Thanksgiving night at Yeoman Stadium. But how important it is to have that championship game at Yeoman, or maybe you're on the road? I mean, that's a significance, you know, to get the crowd involved, the students and all that. That has to be a big part. I want you to elaborate on that. And also, because we always look at, you want to talk about overachievers and like, that's who represents our country whenever you play in the academies, Navy or Army. How would you describe those two teams? And it seems like, you better pack a lunch, that they're going to bring it for four quarters in the effort there.
Yeah, well, I would most certainly like to host that game. And if we win Thursday night, it looks like we likely will have the opportunity to host. So we need to handle our business on Thursday night for a lot of reasons. But it's going to be a lot easier when that conference championship game probably here in Yeoman Stadium in New Orleans than going up to West Point, New York and playing in that weather and that environment. And I have a ton of respect for the academies. You know, at Troy the last 2 years, we played Army both years. We played them in Troy in 22, and we played a rock fight of a game. We beat them a whopping 10-9. It was basically, it was a phone booth smash mouth game, and we came out of that one 10-9. And then last year we played them up there in West Point, and I think we won. I think the final was 19-0, and we won it. But golly, every time you play Army, man, it's going to be a black and blue game. You just know it. Like, you just know it going in. And then Navy, too. You know, Navy's really kind of adapted a little offensively. Where Army's still very conventional, three-back option, very run-heavy. Quarterback plays the game like a down linebacker, where Navy's a little bit of – there's some three-back option, but there's also some wing tee, and they're slinging the ball around pretty good. You know, like, you watch them on crossover tape when they played Memphis, man, they threw the ball really effectively. And, I mean, I got a lot of respect for the academy's people of service, and those kids play really, really hard, blue-collar, tough, chip-on-your-shoulder kind of football. And anytime you play those guys, man, you better strap it up and be ready to go.
Coach, definitely always appreciate your time. You and the team have a great Thanksgiving and have a great game on Thursday.
Best of luck to you, Coach.
Thank y'all. Appreciate all right, y'all. Roll wave.
Roll Wave Tulane Tuesday brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. We're taking a break here at the Rouse's Market, 2233 Martin Luther King Boulevard here in Houma. We're going to be right back with more as we shop and save, getting ready for Rouse's Happy Thanksgiving. Back after this. Getting ready for Thanksgiving. Sports Talk is here live at the Rouse's Market, 2233 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Louisiana sweet potatoes just 23 cents a pound. Save 76 cents per pound. Happy to welcome in now, joining our radio huddle here, Brian Naquin, Regional Director of Operations here at Rouse's Market. How you doing?
Okay, Steve, we got to correct you. You a Yankee, so he's a knock-in.
Okay.
He's a knock-in. I'm going to give it to you right now.
Tell
him,
man. Just
got to
tell me once. I'll get it right this time.
It's a knock-in.
So what did you say? What did you say? I was eating some chicken.
Naquin.
Naquin, Steve. Okay, come on. You better never make. Okay, you got one strike.
There you go.
That's
one.
You better not come back to the Bayou with that Naquin no more.
No, Naquin. Naquin.
Naquin. You got it now.
Naquin. Now you can't screw it up the rest of your life. You got to know that. Down the Bayou, it's a Naquin.
Got it down for a fact, sure. Well, Brian, I mean, I'm sorry I butchered your name before coming on.
It's all good.
How's it going? Everything here at Rouse's has been rocking all the time. You got, you know, fresh-made food to go if you want to just grab and go. Or you got, obviously, turkeys and all the other fixings to make for Thanksgiving.
Right. So we're fully stocked, ready to go. We have in our deli prepared foods. So if you don't want to do the cooking, we'll do it
for you. You do it for you, yeah.
And,
Brian, that's a big thing now. Man, you're growing up. Nobody went somewhere and picked up food. They cooked it. But today's world, if it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, that's a big draw to y'all because y'all have the food already prepared.
Already prepared.
Then that's great.
And you know what's good? The older you get, as like I remember my mom and dad in their latter part of years, you know, they wanted to contribute to Thanksgiving. You know, the grandkids, the great-grandkids is old, but maybe they can't cook like they used to because – you know, they're dealing with issues and all that. And I remember my mom at the time going to Rouse's and getting some side dishes and all. Not that she would pretend she did it, but that's what she would show up with. So she did. She knew it was going to be high quality. And they're like, oh, this is, you know, this will be good to put the side dish and all that. So, yeah, if you don't want to sweat behind the stove, when you come to Rouse's, you get everything prepared for you. I mean, come on. In this day and age, yeah, we progressing and you move up. And listen, it's fun to cook, but to me, if you don't have to, I don't know. Well, why not just enjoy the eating?
Right. So Brian, you know what it is? It's the Bayou version of guess who's coming to dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. And then, Nakay, you know what has been awesome? And Ross, I think, I don't know, you might know this exactly. How many years they've done this? It's been a couple of years, maybe more. That promotion where if you buy a ham, spiral ham, you get a free, 14-pound turkey?
Free 14-pound turkey.
Yes, and buy a ham. I think that's been a highly successful.
That's been great for you.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's been 2 or 3 years now you've done it?
Yeah, a couple of years.
Promoting that, and you know, people think like, oh, anybody, think about this. When you go and shop, you get anything 2-for-1. Oh, get a little mixture. Yeah. What do you mean? I don't like turkey. Well, here's some ham. Oh, I don't like ham. Well, here's your turkey. So you diversified. I think that was, whoever came up with that marketing idea, I got to give them a lot of credit. Yeah, I don't know who did
it. They got a raise for that, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's a good it's a good program, good promotion.
The other thing, too, is, you know, like pies and cakes and all. That's a big thing, you know, because after you eat, and, you know, it's like 3:30, 4 o'clock, man, everybody wants something a little sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got all of that here, right here.
We have all the pies ready, ready to go, any dinner rolls, anything you need. We got it ready.
Hey, okay, tell me if any of y'all think this way. I would eat turkey for 4 days straight. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, always have leftover.
Yeah.
Don't you like a good leftover turkey sandwich? You know, like you know
what my wife makes?
Okay.
She like chicken salad, turkey salad.
Yes, yes, yes.
With the remainder of the turkey.
Yes, so, you know, like leftovers. To me, that ain't leftovers. That's quality food. So I have no problem eating leftovers for 4 days straight. Now, I might not eat turkey until Christmas, you know, but I mean, that bam, 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 leftover turkey, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that because sometimes you can only stuff your face so much, you know.
You can make a turkey gumbo, too.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Ooh,
you
yes.
have so many different ideas.
Too.
Yeah, you got leftovers. Listen, that's what we need to do. Young people, don't throw nothing away. Don't waste nothing. Just eat it. You got to make it last. You can string that out for 3 or 4 days.
Other right. things, too, is, man, I've had friends of mine. They, you know, they're going to pass on the turkey, and they're going to pass on the ham. They will eat a seafood dinner for, you know, Thanksgiving. So, man, you
that sound like an aristocrat.
What? No. You eat so much of it, and then they'll have a something seafood-wise. Y'all have the shrimp, crab meat, oyster, everything here.
Everything.
And so, man,
Dutch crabs,
I'm not against that.
So if I invited you to my house and I said, Bob, no turkey and no ham. But I
eat anything. I would eat.
Well,
if I went to your
house. That was a dumb question.
If I went to your house and you sauteed that possum good, I would eat that. I'd eat raccoon or possum. I'd eat anything.
Well, I got that alligator right in my backyard.
You ain't
got
to worry about it. I eat anything. That's why I can live off the land. I'm old school.
And he got a brother that could really live off the land.
Yeah, his younger brother. I'm not too picky. It all depends how you. You know what? You can marinate almost anything. And you somehow, if you don't tell people what they're eating, they might be like, oh, this is pretty good. And then don't tell them what they're eating, but tell them, man, this is not bad. But no, you marinate it right. I never ate, I can tell you what, last time I ate barbecued coon, I mean, you think like, okay, you mix it with some beef and, you know, steaks and all that. And it was like, oh, this is awesome. Well, you just ate a bunch of coon. And I'll tell you, it was marinated. It was awesome.
Okay, as long as you know how to clean it.
Yeah, no, clean
because,
it.
Because, man, they got some glands in there.
you don't want to put your
mouth on that.
Yeah. No, yeah, you want to get that wild taste
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. More than the wild taste.
Yeah. What is wild about this, Rouse's, guys, too, I don't think I've seen it anywhere else, the drive through Home of the Chicken.
Right.
Are there any other plans for other Rouse's to get the drive through going?
I believe so. But,
okay.
Not sure offhand, but
you guys
this
the
is the only one.
Right,
and then,
exactly.
During the crawfish season, you do that, too, here.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
This is like the Christians and the Jews go to Jerusalem and then the Muslims go to Mecca. This is the Cajun Mecca right here for Rouse's. This is the Mecca. This is where it all started. This is where you got to come. When you look at Rouse's, they're all along the Gulf South, the Gulf Coast. You look at Mobile, Gulfport, Biloxi. They're all over. Look how Rouse's expanded, where it all started right here. It's like... You can come, it's historical. You can come here and see, wow, this is where Rouse all started. And it's unbelievable. Listen, if you want it, Rouse has it. I'm looking at this. I've been drinking this now for a few years. You know, I drink Perrier, Pellegrino.
Go ahead and tap that water.
No, and they got Italian sparkling middle water. This is sparkling water, you know, like mineral water. You think like, oh, like I want a Perrier or I want a Pellegrino.
Well, that water's good.
Rouse's has their own sparkling water.
They got their own everything.
Straight from Italy. They go out and test everything. So if you want it, Rouse has it. I'm telling you.
Right. Here's the best part. We had to do Rouse's in Biloxi. Bob and I, we saw two Rouse's in Biloxi. We went to the old one and the new one. Now, we're going to blame that on DePaul.
Yeah.
But we saw both of them.
Yeah, to show you, I said, they can't have more than one Rouse's, but they do. They had two Rouse's, not just one.
And within about 5 miles of one of the Biloxi's port.
That was awesome.
Awesome stuff. Thank you for the time, Brian. Gorgeous store here, too. We always enjoy our time here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it, bud. Right.
We are taking a break here at the Rouse's Market, Mount Martin Luther King Boulevard here in Houma. Stop by and say hi. We've got fresh caught local Gulf oysters for your dressings and casseroles at just $11.99 a pound. Taking a break. Be back with more Sports Talk. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Want to remind everybody, WWL is your home for Thanksgiving Day football. Thursday, take the games wherever you go. We'll bring them to you back-to-back-to-back. NFL football first up, Bears at Lions, pregame 11 a.m., kickoff 11:30. 3 o'clock, Giants versus Cowboys, and at 7 o'clock, Dolphins and Packers. Nothing like Turkey Day in football. Hear all the games right here on WWL in the Odyssey app, amfm.com, or streaming live. We'll be back with even more sports talk after the top of the hour news break. Stay tuned. We're here at the Rouse's Market in Houma, 2233 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Be right back, folks.